But how about linking two vowels together? How do we say we only and you always? Sometimes native speakers separate the vowels with a glottal stop. Sometimes we say we only and you always, we only and you always, but usually we don't. This information is a little tricky, and you might want to look at your support sheets for this session. You remember that the vowel sound E, one, the vowel in he, she, we, me, and sometimes the, is a front vowel. When we connect one of these front vowels to another vowel, we make a little E sound between them, a little Y. Listen, we always, can you hear the little Y, the little Y? We always, he only, she ever, I understand. Because remember, I is made of two vowel sounds, I and E, I understand. They often, the oldest. Listen to these sentences. We always read our mail. He only wants a book. Does she ever do anything else? I understand the situation. They often come late. The oldest member isn't here. Now you try it. Say these after me, please, and don't stop between the words. Make one sound join with the next sound. We always. We always read our mail. We always read our mail. He only. He only wants a book. He only wants a book. Does she ever? Does she ever do anything else? Does she ever do anything else? I understand. I understand the situation. I understand the situation. They often come late. They often come late. The oldest member isn't here. The oldest member isn't here.